time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I've been thinking about succession planning a lot lately, probably because I'll be eligible to retire in a couple of years after working here at the Eureka Weather Office for 22 years and leading it for almost 6 years. And I feel a strong commitment to ensuring that your local weather office continues to be aligned with what this community needs. And as I've mentioned in previous community comments, the weather and hazards of this region are unique enough that it takes a bit of indoctrination to bring in someone from other parts of the nation, say, for example, where tornadoes are the primary hazard, because, you know, we get almost no tornadoes. And on the other hand, we have lots of hazards that other parts of the nation does not have. So my solution is to help build up the talent within the office so they're able to take over leadership roles when I depart. And in retrospect, I think I've always worked that way, but now it has special urgency, probably because I've seen some recent examples in other organizations where everything just fell apart when the director retired. And that seems to be evidence to me that the outgoing director didn't give enough attention to building capacity within their team. Reflecting on those failures and on my own strategies for succession planning, I've realized that succession planning does have to change as the end gets closer. So while I've always put a lot of effort into leadership development, as I consider the possibility of walking out the door, I am now having team members just completely take over certain roles so they can begin to own it and build their confidence. But it also allows kind of a final dose of mentoring to help them on their way. But that phase has to be timed correctly. I don't think it can go on for too long. In fact, I came up with a saying. Succession planning is about getting to the point where nobody notices you're gone when you retire before getting to the point where nobody notices that you haven't retired. Now, I know that's a tongue twister, but it's trying to say that you want to get your staff to a point where they can absolutely function without you, but then you can't hang around too long or you're just taking up a chair. At least that's how I see it. Now, from the standpoint of the community, if I get this right, then you won't even notice when I'm gone because your local weather office will just continue to be relevant to the hazards that you care about and a valuable asset to keep the community safe from those hazards. But I'm also sharing this because I suspect other folks are in my same situation and perhaps having some of the same thoughts. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.